Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, lots of news this week, mostly of the casting variety. Jeremy Jordan will replace Jonathan Groff as Bobby Darin in Just In Time. That begins April 21st. Now, as you know, that bio-musical transforms the Circle in the Square Theater into a nightclub, where Groff, soon to be Jordan, a cast of 16, including Sarah Hyland, by the way, big name, as Connie Francis, and a live on-stage band perform Darin's hits, including Beyond the Sea, Splish Splash, Dream Lover, and more. And Tony M-A-N-S-A-G, as in a SAG, award-winning actor Sean Hayes will return to the New York stage in The Unknown, a one-man play by David Cale, directed by Lee Silverman. The Unknown will begin performances off-Broadway at Studio Seaview. That's kind of a new venue on West 43rd, on January 31st for a strictly limited 10-week run. And Rose Byrne, who was just nominated for an Oscar, is set to return to the stage in the musical Fallen Angels at the Todd Haynes Theater from March 27th to June 7th. Now, this marks her return to the Broadway stage after her original debut there in You Can't Take It With You in 2014. I did see Rose Byrne in Medea at BAM in 2019. That was alongside her husband, Bobby Cannavale. And here's a name out of the past. Wallace Shawn will perform his solo drama, The Fever, on Sunday and Monday evenings during the run of his new play, What We Did Before Our Moth Days. The Fever will be presented beginning Monday, February 16th, in repertory with Moth Days, which, by the way, stars Hope Davis and Josh Hamilton. Very good cast. In The Fever, an unnamed American traveler in a war-torn country reflects on the disparity between his experience, his existence, and the horrors of the real world after he witnesses a political execution taking place outside his window. Sounds a little eerily topical, doesn't it? Anyway, What We Did Before Our Moth Days begins performances February 4th, and The Fever, and as alongside it, and they'll run at the Greenwich House Theater downtown. By the way, Sean's latest work is directed by his longtime collaborator, Andre Gregory. I mean, like four decades together. They created the legendary films My Dinner with Andre and Vanya on 42nd Street, as well as many, many theatrical works together. One more note on the casting front, Jessica Hecht, one of my favorites, is set to join the cast of Dog Day Afternoon when that adaptation of the famous Pacino movie moves to the stage. And there is news about the much-discussed and highly anticipated show called Mexodus, M-E-X-O-D-U-S. After a twice-extended run at Audible's Minetta Lane Theater, the musical will return to New York for a 10-week limited engagement at the Daryl Roth Theater, also off-Broadway, but moving up. Performances will run from March 6th to May 17th. Mexodus tells the untold story of how the Underground Railroad ran south by crossing the Rio Grande into Mexico. Anyway, sounds great. Speaking of stage screen stuff, I remind you that the filmed version of the Tony-winning Broadway revival of Merrily We Roll Along is now available for streaming. Merrily We Roll Along, as you probably know, tracks the friendship of Franklin, played by the aforementioned Jonathan Groff, Charles, played by Daniel Radcliffe, and Mary, played by Lindsay Mendez, from jaded middle age to dreamy early adulthood. An infamous flop when it first played Broadway in 1981, Merrily We Roll Along later became one of the biggest hits of a season, fulfilling the expectation that it would easily win the 2024 Tony Award. Thank you, Mr. Sondheim. And then there is one, here's what you need to know. It's playing now. You remove your boots and slide them into a cabinet. You take a seat in a long room with blood-red carpeting, a glowing orb dangling in the center. You are given corrective lenses that snap into a headset. You put it on. It takes a few adjustments to make it sit on your skull. And you're about to watch an ARC, A-R-K, a 47-minute second-person point of view mixed reality drama by Simon Stevens. He's great. Presented at The Shed. Anyway, I will be experiencing that in a few weeks, so stay tuned and wish me luck. This coming week, I will be seeing Finding Dorothy Parker, which starts an engagement at the Laurie Beachman Theater on 42nd Street downstairs venue. This one is written by the always delightful and multiple award winner Douglas Carter Bean. It features four comedic actresses, including Jackie Hoffman and others, reading the words from the witty and wicked mind of Dorothy Parker. As you know, I also review many shows in Los Angeles when I'm out there. Well, Gary Grossman has been an influential artistic director at the Skylight Theater in Hollywood. He is stepping down, but not before he just received a very big award this week, named for Gordon Davidson. Davidson arguably was LA's most important figure in the city's stage history. Anyway, congrats to Gary, who has done so much for developing new work. My death of the week, I don't think I talked about her last week, Dame Joan Plowright, one of Britain's most celebrated stage and screen stars, and the widow of Sir Laurence Olivier. She died at the age of 95. Her career spanned 60 years and included the Oscar nomination for the film Enchanted April. She married Olivier in 1961 after starring opposite him as his daughter in The Entertainer, and later became a leading member of the National Theater. She, of course, was not the first wife of Olivier. That would be a lady named Vivian Lee. Think you've heard of her? Anyway, tough act to follow, but she was a wonderful actress. Finally, I am off soon to Palm Springs, thank you weather gods, for its highly popular Writers Festival. A lot of big names there. I'll be reporting back to you on that next week as well. Meanwhile, have a good one.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.